Today on this podcast, we're going to be touching on the subject of how seniors are expected at the ages of 17 through 19 to know what they want to do for the rest of their lives, and how this is not an accurate representation of what we go through. I decided to start off this podcast by asking a friend about what she wanted to do after high school, and I just wanted to see her answer. I wasn't sure what she was going to say, but I'm pretty happy with the outcome of it. Here's the clip. All right. So do you know what you're doing after high school? Like, do you have it planned out?
I do have a plan. Do you want me to tell you that plan? Okay, so my goal is to become a doctor of physical therapy. So my goals after high school are to go into a program that offers that, and within the first 2 years, get an internship. So those are the next 2 years. Get my master's, get my doctorate, and so on and so forth.
You know what college you're going to?
I do not know exactly what college I'm going to, but I do have a top three, and that's Mississippi State University, University of Pittsburgh, and I'm gonna say Langston right now, but I'm not very sure. Langston University, it's HBCU.
This is the perspective of somebody that clearly knows what she wants to do. She has everything planned out from when she graduates towards her actual career. I feel as if this is not how most seniors are thinking at the moment, and I feel like the stigma of people wanting us to know is not realistic. I always get the question, well, where are you going after high school? And when people ask me that, I don't know how to answer that. I really don't know how to answer that. I don't know if they're asking, like, what career I want to do or what college I want to go to. Or rather the question, what college are you going to? Which is a question that I despise at the moment. We're seniors, the first semester hasn't even ended, and people are asking us what college we're going to, as if college apps don't need to be sent in literally on December 1st. I just feel like the generation before us as a whole should be more understanding of, or erase the stigma that people need to go straight into what they want to do. And when they were a kid, they had this dream of this career. Life is changing before our eyes. And I also believe that there are a lot of things that people from the age 17 to 19 are not allowed to do. And I'm not sure why they expect us to have our life planned out from the age of 17 to 19, when we can't even vote at these ages and we can't drink or smoke or do other things that we're banned from doing at these ages, but they want our lives to be planned out. The takeaway that I want to have from this podcast is for people to be more understanding about other people's, you know, situations. Not everyone, there's not this one-way track to be successful in life. Success is solely depending on you. You could go to Harvard, and with someone, another person that you know could go to Warren County Junior College, and the education that they received at Warren could be extremely better because of the way they decided to learn. It doesn't matter who teaches you. It doesn't matter what path you're taking. Success is not dependent on a stigma that we have to follow. And seniors really don't know what they want to do. No matter how much they're pretending, most of them are going to switch their majors by the end of the first semester. And We probably don't know what we want to do, and that's okay. It's okay not to know what you want to do at such a young age. You have the time. I want to thank BBGK on YouTube for sponsoring this video. Watch the new video that she has out. Skylar Brandt on Instagram for sponsoring this video. Go like her new Instagram post, and thank you guys so much for listening. Come back when you can.